The new way infrastructure dollars will be invested is through an open and transparent process. Look at the miscellaneous tariff bill reforms that we have put together on the Ways and Means Committee that deal with tariff reductions and how they are handled, no longer through backdoor bureaucratic deal-making, but an open and transparent process where you have each branch of government weighing in, the legislative and executive branches, and then also having a public component through the Internet and participation with public input to make sure that the projects and the investments that are occurring have all eyes on them so that the ones that are truly needed in our local communities, in the local area, get the input of the voice of the people to carry that to the top, as opposed to what has traditionally been a big problem with infrastructure, in my opinion, is the whole concept of antiquated earmarks, where it was done because of who you know and for political purposes solely. What we want to do is have an open and transparent process where the American people and the next generation can be part of the process. So we get into telemedicine, you know, roads that are failing that maybe aren't on anyone's horizon because we're in a rural community way outside our state capitals. Have the power of that public input shape where these dollars need to go, because the people know best what is needed for their communities and for their local areas. So engage, engage, engage is the summary of my point to each and every one of them.